What Would Yeshi Do? A podcast dedicated to Yeshi Tsogyal, the mother of Tibetan Buddhism. This is Edward Reeb, recording from Kathmandu, Nepal. This is going to tug at your heartstrings a little bit. Have you ever known someone who could be described as a struggling artist? I have. I have a place in my heart for struggling artists. And that could be defined by the following caricature. Someone who lives in Los Angeles, who is having trouble making ends meet, paying the rent and whatnot, as an artist, which is their passion. And they went to art school and so on, or perhaps not, but they really, really want to be a professional artist, and yet they have a day job working at Starbucks or something. I always want to support the struggling artist to let people know their name, to let people see their art. Put a pin in that for a moment. You might recall about 3 years ago on the news, in between some inane thing and some other inane thing, that there was a massive earthquake in Nepal. The brothers I interviewed tonight lost their home in that earthquake, and their mother was severely injured. And so these two brothers are supporting their family. One of the brothers has children, and they have siblings. And the whole family is in two rooms. It was a brick village. The floor is cement. And they were absolutely filled with joy and cooking on an open fire outside. And they took me in. And they're shoe shiners. They shine people's shoes for a living. And they are incredibly talented Tonka painters. You might recall episode one, where we interviewed Ian Baker when he was in college and he was studying Tonka painting. He came to Nepal to study it, because this is where that comes from. So there's competition. People who come here, you know, they might pick up a Tonka painting. So what I want to do is let you know about these two in particular. And there is a link to Robbie Goyal's Facebook page, where you can contact him and inquire about purchasing Tonka paintings from him and his brother. If you go to yeshistudiola.com, episode 4, you'll be able to see behind them one of Robbie's, and in the foreground you'll see Robbie and Ajay, each holding one of their Tonka paintings. I think that it's very special not only to have a set of these traditional Tibetan Buddhist works of art, but to have connected with the artists themselves. And so, without further ado, let's get to that interview, shall we?
Buddha was born in Nepal, southern part of Nepal, place called Lumbini, which is 2,550 years ago. Mm. So, where he born, which is he did meditation on the Budhiman tree. Mm. He sit down on the Budhiman tree, he did meditation with the 2,550 years ago. So when he was born and he was, actually Buddha was mother, when she was pregnant, midnight she was walking the parents home. On the way she was resting on the tree. When she rested on the tree, she giving birth to Buddha by arms. Buddha was normally born by normal, but he was specially already powerful guy, so he born by the arms. So when he was born, he walked 7 steps, each step blooming in the line, lotus flower, that means sign of the welcome to Buddha.
Wow.
Each step has sign of the lotus flower. So after that, he was a son of the king, and then his son, his father, he took to him to one place, holy person, and then holy person will be tell to him, he going to be one day will be greatest holy person. And his father was really worried about that. I don't want to be my son to be holy, because I want to be get him son, like king.
Yeah.
And then he stay, he they keep the 29 inside the palace, so one day get chance to get outside. So he saw, when he would get one day a chance, and he saw three things. On the way was walking outside, old men, sick men carrying dead body. And by himself he was asking the question, I'll be old and die and sick. That's life. But this is not a way I have to become.
Yeah.
Because he always dreaming something. So he been same tree where he born, and he did cut his hair, and he come not only monk. So he did meditation on the Buddhiman tree. So when he was doing meditation, he did three type of meditation. One was inside the Buddhi tree, he eat per day one rice. So rice for the hunger, for the like peace, just for the daily one rice. So his body got very skinny. So then some lady would bind me into him food. He took the food and he did second meditation. When he was doing second meditation, hardly meditation nakedly with lot of sadhus. So there's big rain come. So when it was big rain come, lot of sadhu was laughing on him. So he has no power. He's just something like that, blah, whatever. So after 7 face snake come to cover his body, to show his power, because he is a reincarnation god from Vishnu.
That was the snake that went up his
spine. Yeah, the spine to showing
and,
his
and sheltered him from
yeah,
the rain.
Yeah, to cover his body, to showing his power, because he was a reincarnation god of Vishnu. Vishnu is more Hindu god. He reincarnation from the Vishnu, because we have 3 biggest god of Hinduism: Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. So when he was reincarnation, everyone shocked, what was this? This is something very special. Then after he was continuing the meditation, and age of 36, he got Siddhartha Gautam Buddha. When he get that name, so he was travel many different places. Everyone, people saying he was a god, and he was teaching everyone, I'm not god, I'm just human being.
Right.
Like anyone, he can reach, anyone can reach nirvana, like you, me, any can human being things. But people think, you have such a good knowledge, you've been reached nirvana, you're the normal person.
Right.
They said, no, I'm just human being. So he been many different country, he was teaching the knowledge, what he been to run, and what he been to reach nirvana, what our all our world. So when he born, age of 36, he got the Gautam Buddha, and age of 81, he died in India. Place called, like a Budgaya, which is nearby the Gandhi River.
Okay.
So this is like story.
These are all places I want to visit.
Yeah.
My intention was to, when people would ask, what's your plan? I would tell them, I'm going to go to where the Buddha was born.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to where he meditated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to where he taught. And then I'm going to go to where he died. And then I'm going to follow the spread of Buddhism into India, into Tibet, into China.
Yeah, if
see all the temples.
All the temple, different. If you say go China, they have different style Buddha. If you go Sri Lanka, different way style Buddha.
Right.
But mainly is born in Nepal. You see, even if you go
that's
Lumbini,
why I'm starting here.
Yeah, where if you go Lumbini, which is southern part of Nepal, it's from here Kathmandu 6 hours by driving, and there's a like Bodhi tree. There's one place, still that tree will be there. No, that tree was really holy in Nepal. Very secret tree. In Nepali, we call that tree named People Tree.
What was the name of the city?
Lumbini.
So I should go there.
Yeah, you should go there. That's where the Buddha place, where he born, you know. And that is still there. The tree was still there where he did meditation on the tree. He made a hole and he sit down on the tree.
And where are we now?
We are in Kathmandu.
Well, I mean,
Bodhanath.
Bodhanath stupa.
Bodhanath. So we were just at the monastery.
Yeah. Bodhanath is biggest stupa of Nepal, which is largest and the biggest stupa. So the Bodhanath, if you say in like Tibetan people believe like a Tibetan king, his son, he built the stupa, which is 600 years ago. And that is the name of the Buddha's father. And if you say second one is the monkey temple.
Oh.
That is the name of the Buddha mother.
Okay, interesting. Oh wow.
Oh, I thought that was the sun, but it's Shangdu. So for the podcast, let me first of all, welcome to the What Would Yeshi Do podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's dedicated to Yeshe Zogyal,
mm-hmm.
the mother of Tibetan Buddhism,
yeah.
Student of Padmasambhava.
Padmasambhava.
A lot of people don't know she exists. Some people know. There's a lot of people who know the story of the Buddha. They know about Padmasambhava, but they don't know Yeshe Zogyal. So I mean, it's generally dedicated to her, but it's about Tibetan Buddhism in general. But let me introduce you guys. What's your name?
Robbie.
Robbie?
Robbie.
Ajay.
Ajay. And do you have a last name?
Last name, Goyal.
Goyal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to write it
so
down.
So we are Hindu Buddhism. First of all, we were before
okay.
Hindu. So, and after we like Buddhism. Because Buddhism is not goddess, it's not more different. It's more philosophy, it's more peace.
Yeah.
Buddhism is just peace.
So you were Hindu originally, like
yeah.
when you were born?
I was born long 25 years ago, so uh-huh. I don't know exactly what is my date birth.
But you were Hindu.
I'm Hindu at Buddhism.
Okay.
So I'm more Buddhism.
Yeah, by choice.
Yeah, by choice.
Wow.
More peace.
And you're both Tanka painters.
Yeah, Tanka painter. We are making, I've been 7 years studying making mandalas, and like 3 more years to have to be more master.
Mm.
Then I can teach the people about a Tanka, mandala, explain and the painting. This is all about that.
So for the future, when I'm at home and I'm looking up at the Tankas... Let's talk while he's gone. So the ones that I got from you,
yeah.
there was the Wheel of Life, right?
Wheel of Life.
And that's the Wheel of Samsara.
Samsara, God of Death, Yamaha, is like a... Bad, like good karma, bad karma, good karma. That's for the meaning of that.
Yeah.
The Wheel of Life. This is called Wheel of Life. There is a three is the hell and three is the heaven, which is like a hell life, animal, hungry ghost, and animal, like a god life, demigod, and human beings life. And there is, I told you, three bad poisons because every human beings, they have in their minds, like we call also like pig, snake, cock. Pig is ignorance, snake is anger, cock is desire.
Right. Yeah, I definitely have those in my heart. that's what I'm doing here. And then in the upper left is the Pure Land.
Yeah, the Pure Land?
Yamaha? Amitabha?
Amitabha. Mm. Amitabha. Changrishi.
Mm.
The Changrishi is the Buddhist god actually also.
Okay.
In the stupa, there is, you see, the monastery, there is a Changrishi and Dharma Karmapa, and Red Tara.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Manjushri, these are, you see, the stupas, like in the statues.
But the one, the man that looks kind of grouchy, that's around the wheel?
The Mahakala,
The Mahakala.
Black god.
And he's standing on the Buddha?
Yeah, the Mahakala.
How come he's standing on the Buddha? I was just asking, how come the Mahakala is standing on the Buddha?
Mahakala, it's my friend, god of we do Mahakala is like a sacrifice god, you know?
Mm.
Like Kali.
Okay.
Mahakala is like Kali teaching the someone die because when he did 6 years meditation, so he designed the samsara, which is called Yamaha.
Mm.
So there's also we call Mahakala, which is like Mahakala is Kali means Mahakala means sacrifice, you know.
Mm.
It connect with Kali and Mahakala.
Mm. Very interesting.
Because we do offering once year, one time we do sacrifice animals to god of Kali. It's similar like Mahakala. It's like that things.
Yeah. And then you gave me Buddha eyes.
Buddha eyes. That is a Buddha eyes means half. When you see the stupa, any stupa Buddhism, there's a Buddha eyes. So it would be half. When you focus your Buddha eyes, that half is open, half will be closed.
Mm.
So you know what that means?
Hmm.
That means doing meditation. Like Buddha was doing meditation half. And half he was just looking to all over world.
Mm.
So that is means like he can watch all over things. East, west, south, north. And when the people, Buddhism, anyone. So there's this focus the Buddha. It means for the meditation.
Mm.
To focus the Buddha. To make you more relaxing, peace. If you focus the Buddha eye, give 5-10 minutes to look at the Buddha eye, take away the bad spirits, bad feeling, bad things like that. That is means four direction Buddha eyes.
So the process of tanka painting, first you make the paper, right?
Yeah, no paper. This is all cotton cameras. Cotton camera and the color, which is mineral, vegetable, stone, and sometimes we use real gold. And we use mountain sharp cloth like a glue, and we make like a cloth dry in the sun, and we put the glue and we like to dry some many hour. It'll go more hard, like drumming more, go more hard the clothes when we put the glue, it go more hard, and then after we'll be sketched by the pelchin to which design will we make, and then we will put the color.
And lapis is one of the...
Yeah, and sometimes we use oil. There's different like that, you know.
Yeah.
And the oil painting, mainly yak hair brush.
And you said vegetables?
Vegetable, yeah.
In mineral, the paint?
Yeah, in a mineral vegetable color like that. Wow. And sometimes we use gold and we use oil.
How interesting.
That's how they do.
So when did you first decide you wanted to get into tanka painting? What
actually,
was that like?
When I was decided 7 years ago, which is my friend study in the same place. So I was doing it at home, little drawing, little whatever. I don't do really good. So my friend make me excited, and that's the reason I go to make the painting mandala.
That's beautiful. And there's the one that you meditate, and it starts to look 3D.
Yeah, 3D, yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm happy you come here.
Thank you.
A big thing.
Thank you for taking me into your home.
I was really happy you were far away and your special time to giving, sharing.
Yeah.
You have good heart.
Oh, thank you so
this
much.
This is money is not everything, brother. Money is one point, but when you talk sweet, get sweet, keep you generation to generation. We come nakedly, we die nakedly. We don't take anything. When someone talk nice sometime, they think good karma, good thing, feeling good. That is a big thing.
Yeah.
If you say this thing, buy good karma, you can't buy, not buy, put the money to buy this thing. No, you have to, you have to be this thing good. That's why we do body, speech, mind. If you do this thing to move your anger, like in the wheel of life, we like pig, snake, and bird. These three anger we have to move from our mind thing. When we do this thing, every has human being has, like they want more.
Right.
We have to give up these things.
Yeah. Yeah, we create our own suffering that way. I've heard it said that karma is a gold chain, or good karma is a gold chain, and bad karma is an iron chain, but they're both chains.
Yeah, they're both chains.
They're both on the wheel.
Even the hell, if you say hell, they steal their karma, you know?
Yeah.
If you're focusing, doing something nice, you can steal their chance to go to heaven. So this is like...
Oh, yeah, it's the good karma is closer to nirvana.
Nirvana.
Yeah.
Morty, brother, Morty.
Oh, thank you.
Morty.
Sure, thank you.
Really
good. So I need to learn the Nepali alphabet and start sounding out words so I can understand. And
Namaste, dhanyavad. Thank you, dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad.
Yeah.
So the places we went today, we went to the different monasteries around that big central monastery.
The main monastery.
Yeah.
And inside in the Bodhanath stupa.
Yeah.
There's two, I'll show you, the monasteries.
Rati Changi. Changi then.
This.
Khata.
Oh, that one.
Bless. Welcome, and it's good karma.
It's beautiful. So is this Tibetan here?
Yeah, Tibetan.
Do you read Tibetan?
No, I don't read.
I want to learn.
This is a repeating P like mantra. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
This is very beautiful. And then the Dorjas.
Dorje.
Dorje.
The Vajra.
The Vajra.
Yeah.
I've heard that it means lightning,
yeah,
and that it's that thought, the primal thought from which all things spring forth. This is interesting.
The prayer flags, like you see, the prayer wheels. I mean, the prayer wheels, like that one. Yeah.
And there was that really big prayer wheel that we watched.
Yeah.
By.
The mantra, like the bajras, different kind of bajra. This is also one kind of bajra, different bajra.
Very nice. So, what do you want to do? You want to do tonka painting and, for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Nice.
But you know, like, before my job was, you know, I told you, cleaning the shoes actually.
Mm.
That's why I
from your grandfather.
Yeah.
Hopefully there'll be more and more people interested in tonka paintings. They're so beautiful. I'll have to find a frame, a proper place and frame for them at home. Keep them out of the sun.
I can show you on this one.
Okay.
You know about this, eh?
Hmm? Yeah, maybe. Definitely.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
This is so beautiful. Juni Lama.
This is, I work with him together, you know?
Yeah.
And this is like 8 chakra,
mm-hmm.
6 elements, like wisdom, space, wind. There's a one line. There's 6 line, okay? Wisdom, space, wind, fire, water, earth.
Mm.
And there's 3 in transgate, body door, speech door, mind door. Like, as I said before, body, speech, mind. When you go on a monastery, you just been this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, we have to say like this, just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Like, body, speech, mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, you know, we have to give, to relax the body and speech, like not talking, and mind, think. So we have to give peace.
Yeah.
Like that, body, speech, mind. So this means like nukli, body, speech, mind, and after that you reach nirvana.
Mm.
This one, model one. You know, this is designed by Dalai Lama. When Dalai Lama makes Saint Mandala, they used to make with colorful saint.
Mm-hmm.
When they make beautiful Saint Mandala, in 1 year, one day, we do big mandala by saint.
Mm.
With all student, with master, we make big on the floor.
Wow.
So when we make that big mandala designed by Dalai Lama, when they make beautiful, we all collect that Saint Mandala and destroy.
Mm.
And when we destroy, we collect and put in the river.
Mm.
Because nothing it be permanent in the world when everything destroyed in the world. Because it is a sign of the all world peace. Because water go all over the world. Why do you throw in the water? Because water go all over in the world.
Mm.
So that means one world peace sign, you know, world peace. So when you see this mandala, it's sign of the all human being. Our life, grateful, wonderful, one day our life destroyed. We are not be as a permanent. Many human beings, they are like beautiful, but they think we are be permanent. Not.
Right.
We are all be as to one day be destroyed.
Mm.
So that mandala means for that, you know. And it's always remind our life, we are not be as a permanent. So if you see center, lotus.
Oh.
That is the lotus, means that is a sign of Buddha.
Hmm.
And it's Buddha, you know, that's Buddha.
And then there's like 4 doors.
Yeah, 4 doors. This is like 1, 2, 3, 4, like Buddha eyes.
I see. Wow. I've seen people make models of
this
palace.
Yeah, and if you just go there, it come like that. What?
It pops out.
Yeah.
I love these colors. I'm gonna have to take a picture of this one.
Okay.
Oh, I don't have my.
Yeah, take picture. There's.
And the phone's in the other room.
Yeah. Like,
oh wow.
Only.
Oh, thank you.
The legs of the president. Look.
Wow. Yeah. So this is Robbie with his a mandala you helped with. So could you move it again so we can see the? Wow. Oh, that's not beautiful. Okay.
That painting I make bless.
Oh, thank you.
To give more power.
Yeah.
So when you put your living room,
yeah,
be very, very good. And this.
Wow. So this is gold and brown.
Yeah, gold and brown.
And light blue.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. There's Buddha in the center?
Yeah, Buddha like that. If you see, when you see your side.
Wow. And then these four?
This is same, you know, Mahakala.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's the one that's around the
wheel? Yeah, around the wheel.
Was there a point where Buddha had to confront him in his meditation?
Yeah, meditation. Mm.
He had to overcome. Did he say, "By the earth is my witness"?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Mm. And that one.
So it looks like he's holding something up in his hand.
Yeah.
Is that a Dorje or?
Yeah, those are.
Okay. So beautiful.
Tea, my friend. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Dhanyabad. Should I say dhanyabad? Dhanyabad.
Dhanyabad.
Dhanyabad. Om tare tu tare swaha.
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 When we say om, we didn't say from here. It go here. Om ma ni pa me om. So this is like a sound to go from inside. Now this is different.
Wow, so it's got like a purple edge.
Yeah, purple.
And then pink.
Yeah.
Picture. People are going to see these, they're going to request your paintings.
When you put this kind at home, they will jealous. Where do you bring?
Yeah, and then they'll come here and find
you. Because you know, this art, my friend, is not part of this thing. This is like unique piece and all handmade.
Yeah.
When you put your home, someone visits your home, they see, wow, what
yeah,
a piece.
Yeah.
This is valuable,
it's,
I know.
It's so much more valuable meeting the artist.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the main thing. You
knowing
know.
The artist.
You know the straight.
Yeah.
You know the straight. That is a big thing.
Yeah.
It's not about if you say
someone bought it, yeah, and sold it to someone, yeah, else.
This is
sold
different.
It to someone else.
But you know the straight, the,
yeah,
artist.
Yeah,
that is
your
a big
hand
thing.
Made
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And that's the last one.
Wow. The wheel of life.
Yeah, wheel of life.
So this up here?
Not Buddha. Just... Buddha.
Okay.
Still can see, you know, Buddha like reach nirvana. This is top part. It's like reaching nirvana.
Right.
So this is like that, you know. This is the wait, if someone become to be hell so they can pull to heaven.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh, they can directly.
Yeah, still there, yeah.
He opened up a room.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. That reminds me of something in Christianity where Jesus opened,
yeah,
up the door to hell. So
yeah, so this is different, you know, I make this the different one.
Wow. So this,
yeah,
is
way
this,
to go heaven.
Yeah. Is
from
that hell. Is that normally there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then down here, these are,
yeah,
is this the hell realm?
Yeah, this is hell realm. Like they have a big belly, they all may be hungry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this is exactly hell, the punishment. And this
the
is like animal,
with the collars.
Many different, like animal, different. And this is like a human being, half goddess, a god goddess, and this is god life.
Mm.
And they're
but even the god life is still on the wheel.
Yeah,
so.
And who do, even from the, there's a bad feeling, bad karma, they go to hell.
Yeah.
And who do good karma, even from the hell, they go to heaven.
Wow.
This is the way as well.
And this one in the center is
Bajra. You know Bajra?
That's the four...
Yeah, there's... You know, when we in Tibetan Buddhism, we believe like that. When we do anything to we pray, we always start from the Bajra.
Mm.
That's a sign of the like good luck, good thing, music. You know, this
oh,
is like four. One cross. So this is like drumming, music. This is Bajra.
So there's the Bajra at the very center, but then there's ignorance.
Yeah, and ignorance and snake, anger
and desire. Around it.
Yeah, right around.
And then the whole wheel of samsara.
Yeah.
But then nirvana.
Yeah.
So is this a necessary part of the whole picture?
Yes.
That's interesting.
This is hip-hop.
Because I've been walking around with all this anger and desire and ignorance, thinking, ah, I got to get rid of this anger and desire and ignorance, but it's propelling me to come to Nepal, to meet you, to go to these temples, and hopefully eventually make it up here.
You can be our brother from different one.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is how we connect, brother.
Yes. I love that.
Uh-huh.
I love these. These are so beautiful.
This one and this one, very beautiful. Check it out. This one.
So for people listening, if you are familiar with Tonka painting, or if you're just now becoming familiar with Tonka painting, I recommend these two artists that I'm sitting with right now. Is there a way, like if somebody in America, somebody in the United States wanted an original one of yours, or an original one of yours, how would they contact you?
Facebook, we do have.
Facebook. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Let me find you on Facebook, and then I can send. Then I can link. Yeah. Are you both on Facebook?
Yeah, I am.
Me, I'm not.
Okay, so we can contact you through him.
Yeah, right? I put my name.
No, but these are really, really beautiful, and each of them is slightly different. So if you've seen Tonka painting, you know, it's like if you look on Google image search for Tonka painting, you find kind of the same 8 images, but
no
each
same.
Of these are unique. Like the decision of which color to use where for a different energy, for a different
this is
vibration.
Not maybe put here.
Well, let's see. I'm not connected to the internet right now, but I can write it down. How do you spell your name?
R-O V-V-E and G-O-Y-A-L.
So it's R-O-B-B-E-G-O-Y-A-L.
I have tea.
Oh, thank you. So good. What's this called?
Ginger tea.
Ginger tea? Oh, okay. Cool. So, just for the people to know. Okay, so I flew to Kathmandu after I left South Africa, and I checked into the Bodhi Inn in the touristy part of town, and apparently, and so I woke up this morning, and I went down the street. People were coming up and saying, "Do you want a taxi? Do you want to buy this? Do you want to buy that?" I'm like, "I'm just walking. It's okay."
A lot of people actually there,
yeah. Yeah. And so then I asked somebody, "Where's a good place to eat?" And they said, "Go down the street, turn right." So I did. I had breakfast. And so then I was on my way back. We ended up not finding the hotel for hours. But anyway, I was on my way back, and there was a wedding.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's interesting. But then the band started playing. So I walked back, and I walked up these stairs. And I stood next to this gentleman. And so then from there, we started talking, found out we were both Tibetan Buddhist, found out, you know, that he does Tonka painting. And then we just started walking, and then we went and saw some things. You took me to which monastery? There was
the old monastery.
The old one?
Yeah.
It's the goddess, the one that stood when the earthquake hit.
Yeah.
It's the one that didn't get damaged.
Yeah.
Because it's protected by all the gods, like Shiva and Buddha.
Yeah.
And you were telling me in Kathmandu there's three main religions. There's Buddhism, Hinduism, and tourism. And then, so we went there. We went a few other places. I mean, thank you so much. I mean, I was just lost. I was like, okay, here I am in Kathmandu. I have no plan whatsoever. My only plan was to fly here to get closer to Buddha and closer to the Tibetan Buddhism that I was raised with. And in particular, to go to the place that the Buddha was born. So I met you, and then eventually we found my hotel, and then we got a taxi. We came out here to see the Bodha Stupa, which is walking distance from here. And then after that, we walked here. And thank you for taking me into your home.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. I love the smell of the fire outside is taking me back to a particular experience I had on 11-11 of 2011. And it was a particular smell, and I was having a particular profound experience with my ancestors. And so I feel like when I walked in here, I was like, there's that smell. And it's like, it's a brick building. And I mean, you'll see from the pictures, oh, it looks like there's prayer flags outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just wanted to give people kind of an idea of how I got here. Like, that's what we're doing here. And then so I decided to hit record and talk to you guys so that the world could meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And well, the people who listen to this. And thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you
very
for
much.
Having me.
It's
in your
very
home.
Pleasure to meet you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your time, especially your time.
Of course. Of course. I love the sounds of your family outside.
It's a big thing for us. You come
yeah.
far away, giving chance to talk, sharing feeling. That is a big thing for us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That means you have such a good heart as well.
Thank you. So you and Junie Lama
yeah.
painted the ones that are in the picture.
Yeah, this one. Which one you like? This one or this one?
Oh, wow.
This.
Between these two, I love this one.
This one.
This is beautiful.
This is my favorite also.
Yeah. Wow. This is the one that's
because,
brown and
this is
gold
more
and
the relaxing
blue.
Color, you know?
Yeah.
More relaxing color.
I gotta get one more picture of that just to make sure that I can remember it later. So beautiful. Here, let me. It's got your shadow. Okay, there we go. Beautiful. Mm. Yeah.
You really like this one.
I do, yeah.
So you take this also.
Oh, that's too much. You're giving me so
no, no,
many
no.
things.
This is, you know, this is Juni because you have mandala, tradition mandala, and wheel of life and mantra. This is the Kala Chakra.
So now I have the whole
set.
Kala Chakra?
Yeah, this is the Kala Chakra. This is complete set, you know.
I have a complete set of Tonka paintings by the artists.
By the artists.
Given by the people I'm interviewing right now.
Yeah, straight. We are the artists where we make, and this is the what I was working, which is I make. So I was giving because he really like, and this is unique piece. Mandala, one is a Kala Chakra, one is a Wheel of Life, one is a tradition mandala, and the fourth one is a mantra.
Mm.
So now he has a complete set.
Wow. So Junie Lama, was he was telling you what to do when you were doing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
That's right.
That
yeah.
makes sense. So
yeah.
like a master apprentice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So beautiful.
So this, when you put this painting in front of your living room, every day you see when you wake up, just see straight there, it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Deeper.
Look.
So where the signature is that the bottom?
Yeah, bottom.
Okay.
The loaders.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You just see, look.
So for people listening to this podcast, the first episode we interviewed Ian Baker, he came to Nepal to learn how to do Tonka painting.
So tell your friend if they want, we have painting so they can get...
Yeah, and they can contact you
yeah.
through the link on this episode,
yeah.
On the website.
So I'll put this together here.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this through your podcasting platform or through iTunes,
mm-hmm.
you can go to yeshistudiola.com. That's yeshistudiola.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go to episode 4, and that is the episode. That is where you can find the link to Robbie's Facebook and get one of these original Tonka paintings that were made by Robbie and his brother. Forgive me. Remind me your name.
Ajay.
I gotta get it to stick. How do you spell your name?
A-J-A-Y.
A-J-A-Y and R-O-B-B-E?
Robbie, yeah.
All right. So cool. And then how do you spell your last name?
Goyal. G-O-Y-A-L.
G-O-Y-A-L. So Goyal is the last name of Yeshi, who to whom the podcast is dedicated. So Goyal, meaning of the ocean.
So bless that, okay?
Okay.
Make you.
What's the meaning of your name, of your last name?
Goyal?
Yeah. Because I know Tsogyal means ocean.
Goyal.
Or, yeah, yeah. Tsogyal.
Tsogyal. It's like a sky or.
It's the ocean.
No.
So Yeshi Tsogyal means ocean of wisdom.
Oh, okay.
And then Yeshi Dawa is one of the names of White Tara.
Uh-huh.
And it means wisdom of the moon or moon wisdom.
White. white.
Yeah, yeah, the full moon.
Yeah.
And then Green Tara, she's not in full lotus because she needs to be able to jump up and help you at a moment's notice. But White Tara is in full lotus because she's deeply in meditation. And White Tara is of Tibet, and Green Tara is of Nepal.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. He's just given a blessing to this Tonka.
He was because saying, you know, White Tara, she's a prince of Tibet.
Okay.
And Green Tara, she's the prince of Kathmandu, Nepal. Before, long time ago, Kathmandu Valley was green.
Oh, wow.
So that's what we call Green Tara.
I see.
And Tibetan was White Potala, you know. That's a white city.
And that's of the where snow?
And that's where we call White Tara.
And does Red Tara have a place too?
From here.
From the, just also?
Yeah, from Kathmandu.
Also Kathmandu.
Yeah. Nice. From the Nepal.
Yeah, yeah.
Different side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Tea.
Oh, thank you.
Back 1 minute, okay?
Certainly. What's your name?
Raju.
Raju?
Raju.
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 Edward.
Nice to meet you.
Namaste.
Thank you.
No,
I'm wondering if there's anything else we should talk about.
Do you want about an earthquake?
The earthquake.
Yeah. Which is like two and something half year.
Yeah.
It was earthquake, and now that's Nepal. It's still we running on that earthquake things because it's not yet building. A lot of people lost the house.
Yeah. You guys, right?
Yeah, we did. We have lived before there, and we lost, and now we're living in renting. For us, it's difficult to live these things life because it's very hard. We have to pay a lot of money for rent every month. So it's for us hard and hard to work because you know, we didn't get here AG work, so it's very difficult to work as well to make money.
Right, which is even more reason why people should get in touch with you about your Tonka paintings. That's what I
think. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, I hope they do because these are sincerely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to include pictures of, you know, more than one of these. And I have a picture of you with the one that I got
the
from
mantra.
You,
mm-hmm.
And then I have a picture of you and I together.
Yeah, together.
So I'm going to take those pictures and put them with this one in the background, behind it.
Behind it.
So they're going to see, wow, what is this? And it's like, that is the art of these gentlemen who could really use some support right about now because of the earthquake.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That's kind of what this is about, as
because
well.
Because of
as
earthquake,
learning.
We have problem by the earthquake. Still a lot of things we didn't because, you know, on that time we were broke in the house and then we lost our things from house, whatever it was, gas, the plate, glass, whatever in our house things, they are all things because life in that time life was really important and we lost that things, but you know, this is not a human made, this is God made, you know.
Yeah.
So we have to accept, but it's no in our condition it's very bad.
Yeah.
Because this is poor country, we didn't get much money to make here these things.
Yeah.
So this is for us a little hard life for that.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have insurance.
And that's why if someone interesting mandala, it makes support our for family.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And it also helps, I'm sure, the teachings in the mandala, having to deal with tragedy coming in. It's like, okay, we're at this point on the mandala. You know, this is where we're tested by these things in very real ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's an airplane. I was on one of those last night, flying in. So, other than Tonka painting, what do you do for work?
Do is to work before shoe shine.
Oh, right. You were telling me also. So, shoe shining and Tonka painting. I vote for people to support your Tonka painting because. You know, like shoes can be shined or they can be dirty. It's not a big deal. But like, this is beautiful. This you're bringing beauty into the world,
mm-hmm.
And I want more people to support that so that you can make more beauty for more of the world. And
one day we come United States.
Yeah, yeah.
This
I mean,
our
if
dream.
Enough people buy these, then you guys can come to the United States and visit.
This is
and
our
you
dream.
Can stay with me.
Yeah,
and I'll welcome you into my home and I'll make.
Thank you.
Tea. Absolutely.
It is a big thing to you say for us.
Absolutely.
If we don't do it, you have big heart to
Absolutely.
Say that.
Absolutely. I don't know where I'm gonna land. I left my home and it's not my home anymore. And so I don't know if I'm going back to Los Angeles or what part of the United States I'll be going back to. Or maybe at some point during my travels I'll decide here is where I'm going to stay, in India or China or somewhere. I don't know. So we'll have to see. But wherever I am, you're welcome there.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much for being my guests on the What Would Yeshu Do podcast.
Thank you for, I hope we will, what,
And dedicate this episode to the mother of Tibetan Buddhism, Yeshe Tsogyal. And yeah, thank you very much.
Special thanks to Ajay and Robbie Goyal for being my guest on the What Would Yeshe Do podcast tonight. Special thanks to the singing nuns at Chachich Kal for the introduction and the outro. Special thanks to Padmasambhava and to Yeshe Tsogyal, father and mother of Tibetan Buddhism. And most importantly, thank you to you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Good night.